Here it is. Another one? What is it? Oh no! It's broken! Blow up the telephone. Blow up here.
Check.
Checker.
Hey, welcome, and here you are back again. Hello, check. One, two.
Blow it out your ass. Is this good enough for you? Am I too far away? Am I too far? Too close? Am I too close? Am I a little too close? Am I right here, right there? You're turning it like this. Welcome back to another exciting bar mitzvah.
Jumping down something cool, buddy!
It's bursting!
Wolverine.
X-Men Origins, because
was not good.
He did it.
It was not good.
The actor had too much to do with it, maybe?
No.
Because he seemed so proud of the script and everything.
It was the director, Brett Ratner. I don't like his things. No. Brett Ratner directed X-Men 3, which was terrible.
Yeah.
Which was bad. Terrible. An hour and a half, and you have two of the major comic arcs. You have the Gene War, and you have the Dark Phoenix saga. Within an hour and a half,
you try to finish.
Yeah, David Singer. Well, he's back. Yeah, he came back, I think, for X-Men First Class. Now he's going to do the new one, too.
Oh, okay, good.
So he's the guy that directed the first two.
Right.
And him and
didn't
the script.
Didn't he tank Spider-Man?
Right. No, he tanked Superman Returns.
Right. Then who tanked?
Spider-Man
3.
Sam Raimi. Who directed 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And then 3 was it. Spider-Man 3 was a disappointment.
Wasn't he doing something else? That's why he
hurried
up.
I don't know.
It should have just been called Men Crying Spider-Man
3. Yeah, dude.
All they did was cry. They cried.
Yeah.
Every guy character just bawled their eyes out at one point.
Harry Osborn. Peter.
It became too much. Let's just shit out Redemption. Call it Spider-Man 3. Quote that on a bumper sticker. Oh, I thought of another bumper sticker, too, the other day.
I would have partied with Carrie Fisher.
Watch how fast the cops play over.
I still party with Carrie Fisher.
I just take Prozac and Oxycontin.
Oh, he must be a Star Wars fan. Carrie Fisher in her slave outfit back in the day? Yeah. I'd party with that. That's what they would think. They would if you have a Grateful Dead sticker.
Some cops are, you know, hip.
Man, there's going to be a lot of superhero films this
Yeah, we might get oversaturated.
You got Man of Steel.
As long as they're not all awful.
Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a go for 2014.
Hopefully that'll balance out more.
Well, see, with this series, they want to follow this comic story. More closer to the comic origin than the Tobey Maguire one.
Right.
It's
the screenplay is inconsistent.
If you
are a Spider-Man nut, all the parts that skip for the sake of good structure of a movie.
What inconsistency are you talking about?
Things jump too much. His personality is too quick to change in the movie. Things aren't transitioned well in the movie. It's just, next scene, here. Now he's not awkward here. You're here. All right, now he's cocky here. All right, now it's perfect here. All right, back to the dark scene here.
Well, see, the thing too,
I think I was hoping more for a Batman out of it. Not in the sense of any storyline, but
this was a little bit darker compared to the other ones.
It's yes, but it looked like it tried too hard, my personal opinion. Script and the screenplay and the whole way it was rushed through. There wasn't a proper development or transition in a lot of it. That was my disappointment in it.
That's what you
as being about? I wanted to see a new story. I wanted to see this whole story laid out. Well, you guys know what's going on there, so we're going to cut to this next scene. We're going to this next scene.
That's how the Tobey Maguire one was, too. It jumped him right out of high school.
Right.
Right out too quick. Way too quick.
Right, but
stayed in high school, and you see... There's more development in this
think,
one.
I think they transitioned too fast.
Go watch the Tobey Maguire first one.
It's a popcorn movie.
Jumps way too fast.
But the transition as a movie.
This one has more of a slower build. He's in school. He stays within high school.
That's fine.
You see him him grow.
His personality changes are too extreme.
I see that point. Like,
and
you know,
they were too fast.
He was too. He became.
It was already here. It was already happening. All right. Well, it seemed too trendy. Too. It seemed too dated.
Well, yeah.
It was very dated.
It was very
his look
modern.
And his. Yeah.
Which is the ultimate Spider-Man storyline. Yeah. The ultimate Spider-Man storyline is an up-to-date version.
Right.
So some of that influence may come into this movie. It has the core feeling and the core premise of the traditional Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then this has the appeal and the freshness of the ultimate Spider-Man.
One day I'd like to see them make Cloak and Dagger, though, from the 80s.
Yeah, that was supposed to be one.
That'd be a good... I want to write that one.
They were supposed to... I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I thought they talked about doing a Power Man and Iron Fist.
That one just sounds like a...
Oh, but Power Man's badass, dude. He's
no, I know. It's just
he's almost...
Names.
He's not quite the Superman of Marvel, but his skin is somewhat impenetrable. I can't even say the word. Impenetrable. I mean, this guy could take bullets and boom, boom, boom.
Right, it sounds like an old...
Bounce off of his skin.
The basic.
Big built black superhero that I think is awesome. An awesome character. Power Fist was the martial arts dude, the Caucasian guy. But Power Man, they even brought back throughout the 90s, their late 90s, in more of a darker, mature edge. It was some good stuff. Luke Cage. That's where Nicolas Cage gets his surname from. He's a Coppola. But
right.
One of his favorite comic characters was Luke Cage, Power Man. Motherfucker. And he was strong as hell, too. He was strong and he was strong. Like Nicolas Cage. I'd like to see Nicolas Cage play Power Man. I mean, I know he plays
came
the ghost.
He close to playing the Batman in the
Superman. He was playing close to playing Superman.
Well, yes, but I mean, but his performance in the movie he was just in, Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah, the Batman character.
That one, that's as close as he looked as cool as a superhero.
And he did.
Yeah, he pulled that off.
Good fucking job. That was awesome.
So he could be a...
Red Mist?
is that the Gigi Mandark
McLovin?
Guy? Yeah.
McLovin.
Mandark McLovin.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he looks like Mandark. If they made a Dexter live action, he would have made a perfect Mandark. Dee Dee! Hey, Dee Dee!
Ha-ha-ha.
Yeah. Ha-ha-ha-ha! Yeah, that's right.
I'm gonna shit on your back porch. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is the most wateriest clap I've ever heard. Somebody shut the TV off. The programming's done. The show is over. Thank you. All right, you dripping clam hips. The hand claps are dripping. The Babbling Brook. Help! My bathtub is overflowing. I didn't flush the bathtub.
Welcome today to the service. I am here to announce to you the names of the winners who will be participating in the church summer project. Born in Africa. Sir Barton King.
That's good.
Corky and Dawson Greenberg.
That's me.
And Sarmdi?
Hey!
Good morning.
Good fortune to you too.
You are winners in the summer project.
Hallelujah.
Please report to the Jesus menu board on your handheld church Bible right in front of you, in front of the pew. Read it. You look at the monkey screen. Touch the monkey to get into the next screen there. You have all well. And into this will be the hymnal that we will sing. And he said to thee, may you go and eat sheep milk, for this is the word unto you. 5:10 for 11.
Boring Catholic sermon
shit. Smells like spinach. I know. I've been boiling spinach again.
And doing what with it?
Just boiling it and throwing it out.
Oh, okay. You let it cool first?
Yeah.
I didn't notice it in our kitchen, so you're covering it up good, I guess. The house cuckoo's kitchen here.
I like the smell of spinach. Boiled spinach.
Well, it brings back childhood memories. For me, it's, you know, scarring ones, because I hated spinach.
I like spinach.
And then they boiled it. They boiled it up here the Cleveland style. You gag on it, because you can't break it up.
I like it.
It's all soggy, and it just... Why would you put leaves of a plant in boiling water and slap it on with some butter on the plate?
It was tasty. I enjoyed spinach.
Why not eat spinach, you know, dry? Mix it up like salad style.
You can do that too?
Yeah, but why didn't we get it when we were younger? What is it with boiled spinach that parents make the kids eat it?
That's
like
that old school shit. Boil everything. Boil the potatoes. You boil the potatoes.
Yeah,
you
man.
Boil the, you boil things. You boil
well,
vegetables.
I have nuked them in. I've nuked 6 in the microwave.
Potatoes?
And then mashed them at that point after. And they were a little starchy-like, but they weren't too bad. But I'd prefer the boil for the potatoes.
I boil my potatoes.
Yeah. You get the water in there.
Yeah.
Keeps them moist.
It does moist. Moist.
We are silver.
My pronunciation of moist.
Is not the same as the band's?
What? No. They didn't inflect their S's.
We don't know.
No. We're moist. With a sharp T. Moist. Snap that T.
In the word moist.
Moist. Make that S wet and long. Moist. And snap that T at the end. Moist. 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 See?
She moist.
She moist and she bang. He bang, she moist. See, William Hung, his new song.
Who?
She moist. Exactly. Like, what? Who's that? She moist. Well, you know,
as
she moist?
Exactly.
Huh?
As a matter of fact, she moist.
She moist. You bang, she moist. I bang, he bang, we bang, she moist.
Action.
All right, the student. I need you to focus. No focus in you. Look at me. The eye.
But I've been up for 3 days straight, Master. I'm falling asleep.
You must stay eye open.
I'm trying. My eye is as wide as it can be. I'm trying
stay to... focus and but... think of nothing else but eyes open wide.
But I'm trying to focus on my third eye, like you said, on my second day of training.
So in order to keep the third eye focus, keep both eye open.
Dry on full...
3 days. It's all right.
Where is this going to lead me?
You're going to follow here? Listen to me? Stay in the moment. You must stay in the now!
My sinuses are killing me, my whole
face. Oh, but I want you to stay here and focus.
I'm focusing.
Under the tree, you must stay.
Under the tree, I am here focusing.
So stay focused. On the third eye, no sleep.
I
won't. Don't make me come back.
I won't.
You know, I don't want to be interrupted as I listen to House of Cuckoo. So you stay focused.
Okay.
I'm going to go listen now!
Okay,
Master Cuckoo.
Can I have a sip of that liquor you're taking with you?
No, it is to make it my focus.
Oh.
So stay awake.
Okay.
Stay in the moment. And stay in the now.
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy your cuckoos. The damn show's always got him leaving me like this. Oh, the House of Cuckoos radio show. Why I ought to... Oh, my eyes! My eyes!
The House of Cuckoos radio show.
You should listen to it.
No!
I've known where heaven sits on a hallowed throne. Babies born in a garden wrong. Say it, hold me. Lord is light and the night is young. Carry me like a knife or a gun. Apologies are far from one. Say it, hold me. We try. lights of a town of golden sun. Saying, hold me, just hold me. We drive. Best I could ask is just hold me.
Well-strummed tune from the fantastic band Old Boy. That track is titled Drive, and it definitely gets you moving. Old Boy's an extremely talented rootsy folk rock band that hails from our hometown of Cleveland, Ohio. Hooray! You can catch them performing around the area and beyond. Get all the band's bios and links at the Reverb Nation page. That's reverbnation.com/Old Boy Cleveland. That's all one word. OldBoyCleveland. They also have plenty of songs to listen to, and even some to purchase on that page for your own collection. And like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Old Boy Cleveland. Again, all one word. A simply amazing group, so be sure to check out more of Old Boy as soon as you can. And now we return you back to the House of Cuckoo's radio show for your pleasure. Ooh.
Now just lick the ashtray and call yourself a teddy bear.
And roar.
So I'm working up here in the cheese farm, and I was,
Cheese farmer. So you're basically a dairy farmer.
I was working up here in the cheese farm, and, we noticed that you're the new guy here, and, just wondering why you didn't go and introduce yourself to all of us, working, here at this, facility. How are you? My name's Rex.
Rex. How you doing? My name is, Lewis, and actually, I already introduced myself to the, those that work here that are most important, the cows. So I introduce myself to the cows. If I'm going to squeeze an udder, I get to need to know the teat before I give them the, you know, a good yank.
Don't you know you're in production? We're putting you over here in production. You got to make all this stuff, this packaging.
Hey, well. When I found the job and was interviewed, I was told that I would be the milker.
Well, right, but we're gonna need a little extra from you. Milking's just the backup job, you see, because right now we don't need to milk. Right now we need this packaging on this cheese.
But I don't have the coordination to package cheese. I could milk a cow, but I can't. But I have a hard time packaging cheese.
Right, but we're all packaging cheese here, and here's how you're gonna do it. Okay, I'll show you. Before I have to go get the foreman, and then we can see what you're supposed to actually be doing. But right now, I can, I'm just a lead here.
But you don't understand, I have a hard time packaging cheese. The last 10 jobs I had, cheese packaging. I have a hard time. I don't know how I end up, but 5 pieces in one package of a slice.
Well, this is really easy because the machine works really easy here. It's not too difficult. We even have the instructions listed on the side. right somewhat here, and you know what to type in here, right? Showed you that much, right? Right? They told you the code?
No, because I was supposed to be just squeezing the cow. I was, no code was given to me.
What are you putting on your hands there? What's that you're rubbing all over your hands?
This is an antioxidant that I'm allergic to cheese.
But you're going to be handling cheese, and you're working in this cheese
farm. I was supposed to milk a cow.
What? Is that Vaseline you're putting on your hands?
Yeah, I have to. It's a condition I have. I soak my hands in milk to get them soft. But because of my skin condition, from soaking my hands in the milk, I got to use Vaseline.
Well, that's more than I asked for. Now, you even know how to milk a cow for sure, or is that just...
I've been milking cows since I was at the grocery store last week.
You had a cow at the grocery store?
It's a farmer's market, and you know the one up the road there?
Yeah, it's our great, great best customer there.
Yeah.
Steve's Market.
Yeah, they have their own milking cow.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you made the decision to milk the cows, which we have out there. But right now, we really, really need help on this production, because I know part of all our checks are...
But look
all
at these
money's
hands.
Based on getting
Feel
some of this
these
done.
Hands. These hands were all right,
all right. Don't touch me there.
These
Come on.
Were
I'm
made
Rex.
For milking.
I'm Rex. I'm not your dad or your brother or something.
But these
here.
Hands were made for milking.
Well, there's other
here,
milk
here.
Those
just,
boxes.
Just sit down and I'll show you how the milking's done. It's all right.
Why are you? Ow! Don't push me on this chair.
No, here. Just have a seat and loosen up, and I'll show you how to milk.
Oh, great! Here comes the foreman.
The foreman is coming. Oh. All right. Well, I'll ask him why I ain't milking.
Well, let me talk first.
All right, what's going on here, guys? I gotta get the cheese out. We gotta make our slice quota by the end of the day. My shift is the leading shift.
Sorry there, Chief. We just had a little bit of trouble just getting the new guy here used to the packaging.
You're showing them how to make the slices properly in the packaging of the product?
Yeah, just following the same steps as before, the 1AA2 method.
All right, you can always show them the alternate method of the retching willow tree method. You just type in XYF2LC.
Right here on the computer, see that?
Yep, yeah, you know. All right.
Look at these hands. Feel these hands. Don't you understand? I was sent here to milk the cow.
Oh, so you're the guy that we told we need to milk her. Yeah, we won't need to milk her until next year. But in the meantime, we need you to cheese it.
Right. This is really simple stuff. It's really great. You'll get the hang of it right quick.
We're a family here. We're a culture. And you know, as a culture, we get a cheese joke. We're our own culture here. So, you know, we're all a family. We're extended. Even though there's no relations, we are all a family. We do things in unison.
Hey, stop putting your hands on me.
Well, you just didn't realize that these are cow milking hands. That's all they're made for, is just milking cows.
I get
practice once a day at night before bed.
Are you the fella that broke into the farm last night and milked that cow?
That wasn't me. That was probably that superhero, Cow Stroker.
Cow Stroker?
Cow Stroker.
All right.
Should my eye twitch like this here?
Yeah.
My eye is kind of burning, sir. This is good cheese. What is this? Barbecue and grape jelly flavored cheese. Ass-wax.
The night
There you go. I'm going
Welcome to the Dave House Sally. Of Cuckoos, relaxing Sally
yeah,
style.
Yes, this is my Dave Sally pose. Reclining on the couch as if it was a Shea lounge, but it's not. It is more like a man lounging, thinking he's a Frenchman in the valley, but that's not neither here nor there. It's not like I'm on anything other than a couch. Well, maybe I'm a little tall, but... I'm on a couch, sitting with blankets and pillows.
This couch? This couch?
I don't know the words to that song, that's all I know. These eyes. Couldn't tell you. There's probably a few ands and does in that song, but other than that, I don't know the words.
I got coffee.
Someone told me that you're looking for a moment to scream out cookie names beans and molded butter tops of grain.
You cookie snatching cookie man.
Cookie snatching cookie man.
Well, I've never.
Never seen a lighter day of cookies crunching. Gee, stole my ice cream in a song that don't make sense to me. I dream it is my world of choo-choo trees and hippos.
How much for a choo-choo tree?
45 cents.
Can I have some?
And $82 in the Milky Way sandwich. It's a ghost of my heart, and it starts to say goodbye like a whisper of burnt toast in the afternoon. You know, when you come home from work and you still smell that toast a little bit in the air,
like burnt toast lingering. Burnt toast.
Talking about this girl I knew.
Pretty girl. Lazy eye. She'd be staring at you with that right eye, talking to you. But that left eye was always off. But it was always off looking in a direction. Why was it different every time? So I figured it out. Why, no matter what direction she'd look, her left eye wasn't your average lazy eye that, you know, that would drift off to one way and always be that way. So I started to test the theory, and I would stand in different areas, and then I would take note of the eye where it was pointing. So I busted out my smartphone, pulled up my Google Sky Map, and that bitch's left eye was always on Jupiter. Her lazy eye, obviously it wasn't, because it was working. Always looking at Jupiter.
Right.
Every direction that you stood, that
like
eye...
it was one big string.
Yeah. So it was weird when Jupiter was behind her that I would roll backwards.
Could she spin in a circle? At least, could she like twist around in a circle?
She could turn.
She wouldn't like only go so far and have to snap back.
No, the eyeball.
She could rotate within.
Her eyeball would turn to the back.
Like those old grandpa compasses on top of the dashboard, and they'd swivel
spin,
around.
Yeah. Wherever Jupiter was, her eye followed. So I started thinking, you know, maybe she's in communication. But her eye was always staring, coincidentally, at the eye of Jupiter.
So she's like Sailor Jupiter.
She kind of, but you never know. Well, why was it always on? Why Jupiter? And why the eye?
Well, did she have dry elbows?
No, coincidentally not.
Bad breath at all?
No.
Oh, well then what was the problem?
I don't know. I'm thinking that there's more to her than meets the eye.
You know what? Why don't you just let us know that you did know it when you thought you knew it in the first time?
How many times do you think you have to know it before you thought you knew what you thought you knew?
You thought that you knew what I thought you knew when I didn't know that listens to this podcast or radio show or sabotaged radio or whatever.
I want to
know
how many
toasters will it take?
1 minute's almost up.
I thank you and the House of Cuckoos
and say,
I want to say hi to.
Am I cut off?
Brown drawers in armor kitchens.
Brown drawers?
Homo sapien cavemen's nipples sniffed or sipped.
How do you enjoy your caveman's nipples? Sift? How do you enjoy your caveman nipples? Sniffed or snipped? How do you enjoy your caveman nipples? Sniffed or sipped?
Do you sip them or do you sniff them?
Rhetoric's fitting me.
Rhetoric.
Yeah. My wife, she's a self-diagnosed invalid. I'm Lenny Kramp, and I'm here to talk about... My wife, she's a self-diagnosed invalid. I'm Lenny Kramp, and I'm here to talk about her. Yeah. One day today, she just decided she wanted to be an invalid. Nothing else. No, she's self-diagnosed. She read up on it, Googled. She Googled being an invalid. Yeah. I think I'm gonna move back to Sadie, Michigan with my parents. About her. Yeah. One day today, she just decided she wanted to be an invalid. Nothing else. No, she's self-diagnosed. She read up on it, Googled. She Googled being an invalid. Yeah. I think I'm gonna move back to Sadie, Michigan with my parents. No. My wife, she's worthless. Self-proclaimed, self-diagnosed, invalid, crazy. I think I'm gonna go out to the malls now. And we're here around the Midwest. All right. I'm Lenny Kramvag.
The great Lenny Kramvag using the Songify app.
Guy, get me off this rock, you cocksucker.
That's not a Scottish accent. That ain't an accent at all. That's just something from my head.
Scotland. It's Scott.
That's close. That's as close as I'm going to get to a Scottish accent.
Lookness. Back off.
How are you? You're telling me you don't believe?
Telling me. The Greeks or the Alexandrians?
You're telling me?
Ptolemy?
Not you're telling me.
Ptolemy?
You're telling me.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
You're telling me. You're telling me. You're telling me there's a you're telling me in Greek philosophy?
Ptolemies. The Ptolemies.
Who's Ptolemy?
Cleopatra was a Ptolemy.
Then who was you telling me?
That was that guy that lived up the street.
So you're telling me was not a Greek philosophy?
He could have been, you're telling me.
So you're telling me is not Greek, but he is a German fella up the road?
Yes, who knows all about the Ptolemies.
Rich, you're telling me.
Yes, I'm telling you about Rich, you're telling me.
Well, let's say hi to Rich, you're telling me.
Rich, you're telling me. Hello, he's a listener. We'll just refer to him. He called in, he wanted to say hi, but he never wants to be on the air.
You're telling me, Rich, doesn't want to be on the air?
No, Rich, you're telling me, doesn't like to be on the air. He'll call in, but we have to do it off air.
So how are we supposed to interview you, telling me?
No, he's nobody to interview. He's a caller.
So is he on the line now?
No.
So when will he be on the line?
When we go off air, he'll call in.
You're telling me he's going to call us when we go offline?
I'm telling you that Rich telling me he's going to call us and tell us about the Ptolemy.
He's
offline.
He's Rich, you telling me.
Rich, you telling me?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's going to tell us about the Ptolemies.
So Rich, you telling me knows the Ptolemies, but you telling me was not a Greek philosophy, you're saying?
It's not the Greek philosophy. It could have been. I don't know. I'm not well versed in all the forms of Greek philosophy.
Well, then how do you know Ray Ptolemy?
Ray Ptolemy?
Yeah.
Ontology?
Yeah. Ray Ptolemy. Ray...
Michael Ontology?
Mike Ontology.
Mike Ontology. And Ray,
Lewis.
You're telling me? No. The other
Ray Teleological.
Mike Anthological. Mike Ontology. Richie telling me.
Mike Ontology.
Ray Teleological. Teleological. Ray Teleological knows Mike Ontology and Richie telling me.
So you're telling me.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you. Richie telling me.
Yes, Richie telling me.
When we go off air, he's going to call us and talk about the Ptolemies.
The Ptolemies.
Who?
Richie telling me.
Richie telling me is friends with Mike Ontology.
Mike Ontology.
Who knows Ray Teleological.
Ray Teleological knows Mike Oncology.
No, Ontology. Mike Ontology.
Right, Mike Oncology.
Oncology.
That's
Mike Oncology.
Brother.
Yeah,
that's
his doctor. Yes. It's his diet
brother. Oh, no, cousin. Sorry, that's his doctor cousin.
I thought it was his diet cousin.
It could be.
Like you have a cousin a diet cousin, like pop and diet pop, or soda and diet soda.
Diet soda, or pop, or soda pop.
Johnny Popovich, remember him?
Juan beat off.
Juan beat off one twice. That was like negative Juan?
Right, without a negative.
Without a negative, but a plus.
Plus one.
Plus Juan.
Benji was all right. Benji was not a bad actor. But after that, dog acting went downhill. He just sit there. You tell them to come, they come. You tell them to stay, they stay. It's those dogs back then knew the script. They didn't need a line man to tell them what to do next. Yeah, Lassie, pretty good. I'll give them that. But these new dogs can't act as good as Lassie. Better than dogs. What do you do? You gotta do anything to keep your job. We're too old school for these people. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I felt like wandering through the woods, you know, just going up in Canada there, hanging out with the packs up there. Or maybe just run solo. Canada's looks good this time of year. I need a different scenery. Parma, North Ridgeville, Cleveland area. I need woods, not buildings and houses.
Colonel Sideburns and Major Headache.
It's Hidache, you said.
Hidache. Major Hidache. Major Hidache.
That's you.
Yes.
I'm Colonel Sideburns.
Hello.
Major Hidache.
This is a major pain.
Here!
There's Major Pain.
Are you damning the torpedoes?
They've been damned very good.
Don't you dare make this submarine stay adrift. We need to get 20 leagues below, like the movie.
Don't you damn me, baby. Whoa, whoa.
20,000 leagues. Get us and going. We want to see some Krakens, like Phil McCracken.
A periscope. Up it goes.
Up and down?
Aye, and it's no...
All right, who wrote this script? Why am I not going to act in this script if this is how it's going
to
be?
I thought this was supposed to be good Hollywood material.
I'm leaving here.
Who will you see? You know, I wrote it. It's my movie. How dare you?
I can't do this, man. It's going to be, you know, weird. It's going to be like this weird movie.
We didn't ask you to shave your back.
But you don't seem to know what you're doing. What are we filming here?
It's a movie about a ship in the water.
All right. Well, where's it going? What's going on here?
We're looking for things. You know, sunken treasures.
We're never going to make money. I'm wasting time. I could be acting in other projects.
You're supposed to improv. It said so. It said you know, that's what it said in the contract. Right. Your improvisations.
Right, then.
But yeah, you gotta just pretend you're like, you know, harness Madeleine Albright and get a little Rumsfeldish with your actions.
Alright, well, I'll try again, but this time I'll do like you say, improv.
Yeah, just lose the George Bush attitude and everything will be good. Now here's the script. Read it.
But.
Action!
Oh.
I will up my periscope down the nose of the atrocities that await us in the submerged water. Captain, Colonel, and Lieutenant.
Cut! Fantastic. Fantastic. Shave his back!
What?
The House of Cuckoos
radio show.
Brought to you in part by
Hat Toppers
Burritos. Hat Toppers Cheese Burrito.
I love Hat Toppers Cheese Burritos.
A cheese burrito you can wear on your head.
Wear it like a hat, wear it on your head. Eat it up nice, it's good food to be fed.
Coming this spring, Hat Toppers Hat Tacos.
Hat Toppers Hat Tacos, where you get the tacos made of hats. Delicious leather. Ooh, delicious felt. Wonderful. And seasonal, but always available, winter cap tacos.
Winter cap tacos?
I want an all
cotton. Could I have mine with jalapenos?
I want an all wool one.
All wool? Could I have extra cheese?
Taco meat guaranteed fresh in every hat taco here at Hat Tops Taco.
Hat Toppers?
Hat Toppers Taco.
Hat Toppers head burritos, head tacos, and cheesy nacho bowls.
So much fun and deliciousness, you won't know what to eat. Plenty of fiber to go around, too.
You can eat it off your head. You can eat it off her head.
I like the baseball cap burrito.
Also, our winter lineup will include taco mittens, Astro boot burritos, and nacho scarves.
And for limited time only this month, get the Ohio State Special. It's a delicious helmet taco salad. Fresh Buckeyes available.
Makes my eyes water just thinking about it, sir.
Stop in anytime. Hat Toppers Tacos.
Hat Toppers Tacos for that sweet treat headwear fair.
Not associated with Brown Derby Restaurants.
It is that time again.
Hit the button to blow up the nuclear weapons.
Post-apocalyptic existence.
Thank you, governments.
500 years after the bombs fell, Earth is in a new state of evolution as man and animal emerge to be...
Talk show hosts. We all talk show hosts for everybody else. Everybody's a talk show host for everybody else. Hey, how are you? How are you? How are you?
How are you? Look at that! How are you? Welcome to my show! Welcome to my show!
Welcome to my show. Even the chimpanzees have a talk show nowadays. I actually saw an elephant host in a late night show.
What time?
About 11 p.m.
Late night.
Late night, 11 p.m. Otters, they have...
A Tuesday night show.
Tuesday night shows, indeed. But squirrels, they like the early morning hours.
In the winter?
A 3 in the evening. 3 a.m. It's not in the morning, it's in the evening, because it's still nighttime. Sun is not peaking from the horizon, therefore it's not...
You're in northern Alaska?
Northerner Alaskaners.
It's always dark, it's always light.
It's always night.
And always day for a while.
I like that. I go up there when it's nighttime. I stay up there when it's continually night. Go for a visit.
To who?
To who? I visit the Sasquatchians, the Yeti people.
Those frozen ones?
They live up there, up north, in the Alaskaner Mountains.
This, with the 28 weeks of sunlight or daylight?
28?
No light.
Night lights. There's that one period where there's just night lights.
You can see all the stars.
And, yes, you can. You can count them. So it's like 12 in the afternoon. It's 12 noon. Mm-hmm. And it's nighttime.
Yeah.
12 midnight, it's daylight.
Yeah.
Unique.
And 11:39 today was a full moon.
11:39.
Full moon is in effect right now while we record this.
But it's daylight outside.
Yes.
How is that possible?
Because it's not for what we see.
It's magic.
It's for where it's at.
It is in the southern hemisphere that's seeing this, eh?
Oh, you'll see it later.
Later in the eaves.
Probably. Might it be out now?
Might be
can't
out.
Can't see with the clouds, though.
No.
Sometimes people don't know.
No?
But sometimes they can feel it.
They can feel it? Feel the heat. Turn you up. Ready or not. Some like it had to.
And Tommy Wiseau didn't get to direct Star Wars like we were hoping.
Oh, no.
J.J. is doing
J.J. Abrams, yes. I have a new hope for Star Wars now that J.J. Abrams
waka,
is
waka, waka.
Doing the franchise. Once I found out that it was sold to Disney, I was despondent.
As many were.
Near suicidal. I was ready to play video games into oblivion.
Well,
video suicide by video game. Just play.
Would he have made Pirates of the Caribbean series?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
If you think he would have made it?
Ooh, Abrams?
Yeah. How different do you think they would have been?
I don't know.
Under Disney's still helm, so I kind of wonder.
Maybe a little more intriguing.
Yes.
Maybe a little bit more straightforward, some tongue-in-cheek, but intriguing.
So I hope he does it with this. I mean, he did good with Star Trek. I want to see the new one.
Boobs!
You're going to come tell me things? Are you going to tell me these things? Are you going to tell me these things here? Hey there?
Hey there. You're an all-star there too, huh? So that's there. There it is there. There it is. There it is. Break it up now.
Take on to continue.
That was Sometime Never with their new single, Left Behind. This talented group of pure energy is from the great Akron, Ohio, and have been performing together for almost a year, but the music sounds like they've been jamming together for years on years on years. How can you get more music info and upcoming shows about Sometime Never? Visit their website to get all this good stuff. That web address is www.playcrossroads.com/U/sometime-never SOMETIMENEVER. And give them a like on Facebook. Just search sometime-never in the Facebook search. You'll get plenty of music and vids all over that little Facebook page there that need to get a good liking. The amazing Sometime Never performing here on the House of Cuckoos radio show, which is where we return you back to now to be back where you were from where we took you, that we didn't really take you. It's Cuckoo.
Whoa.
No, yeah, everything is just.
No, yeah, everything is just. Like, yeah,
not just like, timber.
No, it's just a timber. It's just a timber.
Yeah, it.
There's no real vision. There's no real vision.
Everything's just. Everything's just.
When you listen to the House Cuckoo's Radio Show,
exactly.
The House Cuckoo's Radio Show,
exactly.
Man.
Minimalist theater.
And the seats are very small.
The seats are way too small.
In the minimalist theater. We are standing here in the minimalist theater as we perform
this next intricate theatrical play.
Can you wait for it?
Can we?
It is Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett.
G-O-D-O-T.
Did they beat you, Gogo?
It was terrible.
Did they beat you bad, Gogo?
It was terrible! Terrible!
Well, we always have tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you. We minimalized the minimal theater down to its minimal moment.
The point of it all being...
life's an extension. It's Absurdist Theater, performed by the House of Cuckoos on an absurdist stage for two people in the audience.
Minimally.
An existential
for a
play
fee.
That we played minimally.
Feelings.
They're still standing there watching us speak at the same time. So they believe it's part of the performance.
The performance is always.
And now our analysis.
Analysis
of this performance.
This performance.
While we stand here on stage and those two people out there are watching,
the only two in the audience.
They believe that this is a performance.
Well, that's well. That we have two narrow seats in the audience. So
on stage, this isn't our performance, but they find it to be our performance.
Yes, they.
As we discuss performing, Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett.
And then they go to school and they write their minimalistic thesis.
Well, they look pretty old to be in school, but...
Are they the professors, maybe?
I don't know.
I thought we were supposed to have, like, representatives from, like, universities here.
I think they think this is still the play. And Finn. They're leaving. Anybody want to invest in this?
Hey, come back! Yeah, no? Who were they?
I don't know.
They paid for the tickets, and they weren't cheap.
They almost look like the two guys from the original Waiting for Godot.
It could have been.
Weird. Anyways, let's go
That's
get...
enough. It's minimal.
Well, I'm hungry.
We'll share half a sandwich. It's minimal.
Okay, off we go.
Great hat for you. One of my favorite songs with one of my favorite guitarists. This is Pedro La Hora. And I am Enrique Vaquero. Together, we are the Two Rambling Men. Los Chitter Chatter. We were walking along the evening road, half drinking with our friends. We were laughing, laughing twice as loud than the night before, I tell you. But there she was. Yes, there she was. Sexy and sleek, in a dress of red and rojo for you people out there. Yes, that's all I have for you.
Dating ourselves. I dated myself the other night. Took myself out, got dinner, wined myself, dined myself. That's dating myself.
Wow, you actually had alcohol by yourself. That's with yourself, I mean. That's rare, so
it
must
comes
have been
in
an
a
anniversary.
Kit. It comes in a kit. The Wine and Dine Yourself Kit.
Wine or Dine Yourself Kit? Is it new from Ass Wax?
It is. It comes with one rubber latex glove,
one bottle of wine, one TV dinner, and a DVD of your choosing. When you order now at 1-777-77-ASSWAX-7.
1-777-77-ASSWAX-7?
Yes, that is. And look at, also right now, we are displaying the website. All right, now you got the website down? Perfect. How does that work for audio? If we display the website, how does it work into audio?
Hey, are you lonely out there? Are you looking for something to do with yourself one night? Why not look towards the Asswax brand? Wine and Dine Yourself Kit. The Wine and Dine Yourself Kit. Have a good time on your own. Have a drink with yourself. Let the loving begin right where you know it should be.
Wine and dine.
Wine and dine yourself.
Yeah. Asswax.
Limited supply. Act now. Not valid in Connecticut.
What's your flavor, Captain Express?
Three's company,
the rains have stopped, but your heart is not. For the wand, feel for the sun, the moon, spring, the sound of bells, laughter swells.
Quick, throw rocks at him.
Goddamn street poets!
Get off our yard.
You feel I'd be throwing rocks at this man. He'd be on the street corner and he'd be... know what he's doing. I and I know comedy.
I know no comedy. Those beats were just some poetry. That shit ain't right.
No.
That shit ain't right.
Why are you doing that with your eyelids?
I'm singing through my eyes. Ready? I hold my breath.
That is pretty creepy. His eyelids are making the dirt sounds of his little trumpets.
I learned that over the holiday break.
Oh, where were you to learn that? Who taught that to you?
I was overseas, like you said.
In another country or another land?
It was another land. It was an island that just nobody knew was there. Somehow we were on a cruise, my girl and I, and we wrecked on this island for a little bit. And a lot of people there, and some people have been there for years and decades. And there was a guy there that could sing through his eyes. He said anybody could do it, you just have to have the will.
Well, that's quite an adventurous story that you didn't share with us before.
Well,
was there a volleyball with paint on it there?
Another wonderful House of Cuckoos radio show episode as it's come to its conclusion.
Gone? It's finished?
Well, it's still going.
It's over?
It's got to just shake some more.
We have to say goodbye?
Yes. It's time for us to take flight.
To leave.
The House
to
of Cuckoos.
To go home. To our other homes.
To start
where we dwell.
For our big anniversary episode.
That's coming. Up. Super anniversary. Super anniversary. Super anniversary. Super anniversary.
We promise this one will be a lot better. We're not using the college kids to mix our
no,
show
they
this year.
Are off the soundboard this time. No
right.
Interns.
And
this
no,
year.
We're going to have a different crowd, too.
A bigger crowd. Trust us, it's going to
so
be
the
splendid.
The quality will be better. You'll
it's
enjoy
magnificent.
It a lot more. It's going to be more of a celebration. A
It'll
2-hour
be
special.
HD sound.
June, 2-hour special, June
plus,
15th.
Plus, 2-hour plus.
And you can listen to it anytime you want once we do have it posted. But you'll want to be there on the first
you
day
will?
To hear it to know what the hell we're talking
Why?
About. Because we're going to post live.
We're
going to
have a lot of things. Live? We are going to be live.
We should hopefully.
From the Asswax Theater.
Right.
Set adrift on Lake Erie. This time, we are afloat of the Asswax Theater boat.
Yes. It's not too far from where we did our first performance at Heaven Humpers.
Requires a lot of coal, so advise everybody to stay indoors, preferably on the boat, so you're watching the show live. Otherwise, you could tune into the radio.
Right.
Live pre-recordings.
On our website. That's where you'll get it.
Post-recordings.
You'll see and feel it in your own mind with the House Cuckoo's anniversary show.
Auditorial hallucinations.
It's not number one. It's not number two.
It is number bleen.
Bleen. That's in the next episode. Now that we've used up this episode to hype that episode, it's time to conclude this episode once
we
again, Dr. Antonio. It's
goodbye.
Been a great May episode of the House Cuckoo's radio show.
A beautiful May. The springtime.
Thaw, this is it. Time for
it
you
is.
To hibernate through the summer.
Oh, I will be hibernating through the summer. I'm going to have my air at least at a crisp 45 degrees.
And your air conditioning and your...
While a fan blows on me.
Yes. Keep it circulating.
Ah, this bright, exceedingly
stuffy weather we
stuffy
get.
Stuffy indeed. But that is the humid summers here
at the House of Cuckoos. So until next month, yes. The anniversary splendor!
And then we'll be back to our normal episodes, July 15th.
July 15th is a day to remember. But it'll be here before you know it.
But first, June 15th. Right exactly. Now, it's May 15th as you're enjoying this show.
Could
it's
it be May 17th when you're listening to this?
It could be May 20th. It could be the year the 2063. Day you want
it
to be.
It is 2063? You think they could be listening to this in 2063?
Oh, somebody will. We'll be archived somewhere.
Wow. That's just imagine that.
The House Cuckoos radio show being listened to in 2063.
Goodbye from the House.
Goodbye from the future. The House Cuckoos say farewell.
Farewell.
Now go listen to our other shows.
Yeah.
Please.
Bye. Bye, Michael. Change your underwear.
Don't you want to listen to the House of Cuckoos?